listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to get kind of bold and tell you what God wants for you. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, where we read this. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In these two verses, Paul expressed what he wanted for the Christians in Colossae and Laodicea. He had never met them yet he still prayed for them and wanted specific things for their spiritual life. These things explain what God wants for each one of us, what God wants for you. First, God wants your heart to be encouraged. God is concerned about your enthusiasm. God knows that discouraged, downcast Christians are easy prey for the world, the flesh, and the devil. God wants your heart to be knit together in love with other people. God is concerned about our unity. The unity God wants doesn't come from force, it comes from love. God wants you to receive real riches that are found in the believer's full assurance. Many people lack full assurance about the character of God, and they're unconvinced that He's really good and He's really loving. Other people lack full assurance about their salvation, and they wonder if the Christian life is for real. Great freedom and confidence come when we come to this full assurance. God wants you to have something of the knowledge of the mystery of God. Now that term, mystery of God, is used in a few different ways in the New Testament. Here, Paul used the term regarding the character and the person of God, something we could not know unless He revealed it to us. And more than anything, God wants you to know Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It seems that the Christians in Colossae were influenced by teachers who told them to seek after treasures of wisdom and knowledge, but not to seek them in Jesus. Paul wrote, "You will only find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Jesus. He has them all." Notice that Paul used words like riches and treasures to describe what we can find in Jesus Christ. Words like that remind us that God's truth is precious and it's worth whatever price it may take us to seek after it. You know, people will dedicate a lot of time and effort to seek after riches and treasures, and we should give our all to seek them. But remember, it doesn't matter how sincere or hardworking a treasure hunter is if they don't look in the right place. Jesus is the right place to find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So seek Him for those things, and seek Him for them today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.